This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to blast him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Hated every minute of it.
Happy Friday. A late start for us. And the Sabres, or early start.
Sorry, I wasn't waiting for you because we're late.
Hello?
With that time crunch, so I'm just rushing. I hated every minute of it.
Of the open? Of the post-game show? Of the game?
No, of this show.
No.
They were nervous?
I know.
What?
I don't know. You probably know a band that's played Prague.
Maybe
that's relatable.
It was just that... One of 82, another one tomorrow. I know. It was just...
They'll win tomorrow.
Sure they will. Yeah. I hated it. I hated it. I hated the explanation. I hated it. I hated all of it. Just nothing good to start that game. I don't want to... Sure, they played better in the third period. The Devils were just nursing a lead into the garage and right. Like, okay, you know... I think we all seen that movie a million times. So, I felt like it was a no-show. It's a no-show. And I don't know where does that come from to start the season? I mean, they were just back on their heels and not initiating anything at all and late to everything to start the game. And
not what you want.
No. Not with, we got high energy bottom six now, and we're ready to make teams pay, and they're going to get worn out. And the game started, it was just in the Sabres' end, and that was it. Power play was disjointed and terrible. The goalie had a terrible day, and I'm not even talking about the goals. He was just all over the place. He looked like he looked 2 years ago. Lukanen. I was really disappointed. Who was I talking to yesterday about him? Oh, Sal on Sal's YouTube thing I did last night with him. he asked me about Lukanen because he said, I really like Levi a lot, and now Lukanen's kind of in the way. And I said, I really like Lukanen because technically he's very buttoned up. He's just in the right spots all the time. I think technically, with the little that I gleaned after all the years of listening to guys talk to Owen and talking to Owen himself, all right, I think I've got a guy I can really count on here. And he looked a mess to me. He was overplaying things late to get to posts and stuff.
He got his steps in today.
Yeah.
Lukanen, he got his steps in.
I didn't like him. I didn't like them. I didn't like the power play. I didn't like we're nervous. I mean, just a very disappointing start to the season.
I wonder about Thompson. Like, I want to start with him. With this team, I don't have questions about Dahlin, his ability, his pedigree, leadership. He's the captain. He made a lot of nice plays in this game, I thought. Thompson, it's a new season for him. There should be no injury crutch, right, this time? And he's coming off, well, 2 years ago now, that was absolutely shockingly good. And it was almost hard to believe, right? So here are the Sabres, who it looks like they've got a star in the fold. And I don't know, last year was okay. And this game, I mean, every time I saw him, he was standing in the right in front of the goalie in the defensive zone, kind of waiting for the play to come to him. And he had a miss early, maybe two, in the first period, where, like, that's who Lindy, I think, is thinking about. Not just him, necessarily.
Sure.
But our guys need to finish our chances.
And he did go down the runway for a bit there.
Yeah.
There was that already. Like, oh.
Came right back.
Yeah, he did come right back. So,
I just don't know exactly where I'm supposed to set the bar.
With him?
Yes.
Yeah. Somewhere between last year and 2 years ago, I think.
Last year is like, it's got to be the floor, right?
Yes. Yes. If last year is what he is, then he's not a number one center.
It's not a steal anymore.
No. It's like you're hoping for a little more all the time. 2 years ago, the contract looked like the greatest thing that ever happened. The way he played 2 years ago. I mean, we were talking.
Mario.
First time we talked about him that season, you brought up Mario Lemieux, and I made a sound like, I don't know if we can do that, but it was appropriate.
But then Wyshynski came on and said the same thing, so I felt okay.
Yeah, that totally solidified it. But man, yeah, I don't know what. Just, it's a very disappointing start to the season. And I don't know. Should I not be upset about hearing about nerves? I mean, they got to say something about why they looked so bad to start the game. And it's possible Ruff is right, but that would make me insane.
I feel like there's no good explanation. You might want to find the one you think that just passes the test the best. Because, like, I've always thought in hockey, when you're confused and unsure, that can look like you're tight. If you just don't know where you're supposed to be, you're not sort of on it. And that's what the first period looked like. Just all kinds of open guys in their own end and not much happening in the other end, which is, I don't know, maybe it doesn't make sense to you that they would be nervous. And I don't want to think they were either. So it's something else.
Yeah.
And just maybe there was like I'm not sure if I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, it's also, even though it's a new head coach, it's a team that's played together. You know, most of it anyway, so you would think they wouldn't exactly have that problem.
Yeah, at least the top two lines. I mean, the bottom two lines are very new. The D pairs are all pretty familiar. Byram's still relatively new, didn't play 20 games with them last year.
It was more the top line for me than anybody else.
Yeah, but the slow start thing, considering this team's reputation that's very well earned for, you know, home games where you're not even to the first TV timeout and it's 2-0, you're down. Like they've had that scenario play out numerous times over the last couple of seasons here, and especially last year. So to come out tentatively, that seems like the last thing a team with a new coach that's going to hold everyone accountable would be guilty of, is being tentative to start this game, knowing that the thing that tripped you up more than anything else last year was the first 10 minutes of games. And you're going to come out and kind of put the same show on the floor? That blows my mind. I mean, you're nervous. Get over it. You're a pro hockey player. This is the first game of the year. Let's go. Have some confidence. Have some swagger. Have some something. Some substance to your game. It just looked like any old game from last January to me.
Best thing about it was that it wasn't a home game.
Right.
I was watching it with coworkers across the street, and that was my take, like, middle of the second period. The only thing that would be worse about this is if it were in the building.
And they're getting booed.
And people are just, you know, talking to each other instead of just talking to each other online about, like, here we go again. You know, you don't want to do that with one game, but, yeah, not the way you want it to start. Well, it's over, and it's Football Friday. We'll talk to Sal at 5. We'll shift into Bills Texans. And even before that, Sam Paniatovich will join us to give us his take on Week 5, Buffalo, Houston, and more. Football Friday brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. We'll have time for calls in and out between guests. We'll have picks later as well. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. It is time for a break. We'll be back in a snap with Sam, brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.